We read, many are called, but few are what?
Are chosen.
I don't know how much more clear that could be. Many are called. There is a wide, broad gospel call. Few are chosen. In Mark chapter 13, and it's important that we cover these because they're critical in spreading this teaching across the whole of Scripture. Mark 13:20, Jesus is speaking about the future time of the tribulation. He says, unless the Lord had shortened those days, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect, but for the sake of the chosen whom He chose. There it is. Who chose whom? He chose us. He shortened the days. In the time of the tribulation, there'll be horrific things going on, judgments all over the world, and the time is condensed. It's short. It's very short, or the elect couldn't even survive. For the sake of not everybody, not the whole world, but for the sake of the chosen whom He chose. In the 11th chapter of Romans, and I'm not giving you all the scriptures that I've written down, but these are important ones. In the 11th chapter of Romans and verse 4, what is the divine response to him? Talking about Elijah and the prophets of Baal, I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. What does God say? You know, Elijah in his life goes out and he confronts the prophets of Baal, and then he begins to feel like he's the only one left. And there's nobody faithful to the Lord. Verse 3, I alone am left, and they're seeking my life. Remember, the people started chasing him, Jezebel, and he's running out of town and running out into the desert and asking God to take his life because somebody's going to kill him. And he thinks he's the only one left. And the divine response in verse 4 is, I have kept for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. I chose them, I kept them. Verse 5 explains that. In the same way, then, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant according to God's gracious choice. There were 7,000 people who were true to God, who were believing in the time of Elijah that God had chosen and kept, and there is in the present time, when Paul writes this, and in every time and today, a remnant according to God's gracious choice. It's a choice.